Good morning. Poor Varaprabha. I'm sure that you all feel great empathy for Varaprabha. And I'm sure you all know that sort of situation, where people just don't understand you, don't listen to you, cause you a lot of harm. Poor Varaprabha, he's just going to leave. But Manjushora told me that he's asked for an appointment with me. So maybe in a little while I might see him. But I'm very busy this morning. I've got to give a talk. So maybe I'll see him later. But yeah, this is what we experience quite often. People cause us a lot of trouble. And we may be even largely innocent. Usually we've done something, but often, sometimes, well, not now. And, well, I've seen situations like that with my own eyes. I've been in Varaprabha's situation. I've also been in Siddhartha's situation. I've been both the one who hurts others and I've been the one who's hurt. But what do we do if we're in Varaprabha's situation? Well, the text gives us very difficult advice. When I see ill-natured people, overwhelmed by wrong deeds and pain, may I cherish them as something rare. As though I had found a hidden treasure. That's really tough. If I say that to Varaprabha, how will he feel? If I just say to him, well, they were like a hidden treasure to you, how will he feel? It just put like that, it's too hard. Varaprabha would just go away saying, Subhuti's let me down too. So let's look at the text in detail and try to see how we actually apply it. So that the text first of all describes these people who as ill-natured. In other words, they behave towards other people in an unpleasant and oppressive way. But the second line says they're overwhelmed by wrong deeds and pain. Well, that's quite interesting, isn't it? Already we're being a bit more empathic with them. We're beginning to try to understand them a little bit more. If we're just seeing them as ill-natured, we're just dismissing them. They're bad people. But the text says they're overwhelmed by wrong deeds and pain. Now, why did Siddhartha behave like he did? Well, I don't actually know. I'd need to talk to him to find out. But probably you'd find that people had behaved to him like he's behaving to Varaprabha.
तो शायद आप देखेंगे कि बरप्रभा से जिस प्रकार से वे बर्ताव कर रहे हैं उसी प्रकार का बर्ताव और किसी ने उनके साथ किया होगा।
So he's got some pain from his past experience.
तो उनके अंदर कुछ ऐसा दर्द है उनके गतकाल के कुछ अनुभव का।
And it gives him some satisfaction to do that to somebody else.
और यही बात और किसी के साथ करते हुए एक प्रकार का संतोष उनको मिलता है।
I remember once watching dogs. Dogs.
तो मुझे याद पड़ता है कि एक बार मैं कुत्तों को देख रहा था।
You can see I learn a lot from the animals around.
आप देख सकते हैं कि जो इर्द-गिर्द बहुत सारे प्राणी हैं उनसे बहुत कुछ मैं सीख रहा हूँ।
And I remember seeing this very very small dog go up to a really big dog.
और मैंने देखा कि बहुत ही छोटा कुत्ता है जो एक बड़े कुत्ते के पास जाता है।
It was a big Alsatian dog.
एक बहुत ही बड़ा जो अल्सेशियन कुत्ता है वो था।
And the other dog was just about a foot high like that.
तो दूसरा जो कुत्ता है एक फुट ही मतलब उसकी ऊंचाई होगी।
So this little dog just went up to the Alsatian and attacked it.
एक छोटा सा जो कुत्ता है वो अल्सेशियन कुत्ते के पास गया और उस पर आक्रमण किया।
Well, the Alsatian just turned around and went.
और ये अल्सेशियन कुत्ता जो है उसने इस प्रकार से किया।
So the little dog just ran away.
तो जो छोटा कुत्ता है वहां से भाग निकला।
And it ran up to an even smaller dog.
और वो जो छोटा कुत्ता है उससे भी छोटे कुत्ते के पास गया।
And it went up to the small dog and went, "Ow!"
और ये जो कुत्ता है दूसरे छोटे कुत्ते के पास जाकर उसको इस प्रकार से भोंका।
And then the even smaller dog ran away.
और फिर जो सबसे छोटा कुत्ता था वो भी भाग गया।
So it's we go like that.
तो हम भी इसी प्रकार से चलते रहते हैं।
Somebody hurts us, so we hurt somebody else.
तो हमें कोई नुकसान पहुंचाता है हम और किसी को नुकसान पहुंचाता है।
So we're at work.
तो हम कोई काम की जगह पर है।
And the boss, he gets angry with us.
और हमारा जो अधिकारी है हम पर बहुत ही गुस्सा होता है।
He gets angry with us because he ate something bad and his stomach is upset.
तो हम पर वो गुस्सा होता है क्योंकि उसने बुरा उसने कुछ खा लिया और उसका पेट में कुछ गड़बड़ी हुई।
And all day long he just oppresses us, pinches us.
और पूरे दिन भर वो हमको किसी न किसी प्रकार से तकलीफ देता है किसी न किसी प्रकार से हमको परेशानी पैदा करता है।
So we go home.
और फिर हम घर में जाते हैं।
We walk in the door.
हम दरवाजे से अंदर जाते
हैं। Before we've even come through the door, we're saying, "Oh, wife, why haven't you cooked my supper properly?"
और जैसे ही हम अंदर जाते हैं, जो भी व्यक्ति सामने आता है, सबसे पहले हम चीखते हैं और कहते हैं कि मेरा जो खाना है अच्छे ढंग से क्यों नहीं बनाया गया?
So the boss kicks us, we kick the wife.
तो अधिकारी ने हम पर आक्रमण किया, हमने अपने बीवी पर आक्रमण किया।
People behave in an ill-natured way because of their own pain.
लोग बुरे ढंग से ऐसा बर्ताव करते हैं कि उनके स्वयं के भी कुछ दर्द होते हैं।
So if we understand that, we can begin to identify with them.
अगर ये बात हम समझने की प्रयास करेंगे, तो ये बातें हमें समझ में आएंगी।
So this is what the text says. We see them as overwhelmed by wrong deeds and pain.
तो यही बात ग्रंथ कहता है कि हम देखते हैं कि जो भी मतलब बुरे कर्म उनके हैं, जो भी वेदनाएं, उससे वो बहुत ही प्रभावित हैं।
Wrong deeds have been done to them.
जो भी गलत बात उनके साथ हुई है,
they do wrong deeds to others.
उन्होंने कुछ गलत बातें औरों के साथ की हैं.
And because they do wrong deeds, there's the karmic effect of those deeds.
और जो भी गलत कर्म उन्होंने किया है, उसका जो कर्म का परिणाम है, उनके ऊपर हुआ है.
And that is pain and suffering for them.
और वह उनके लिए दर्द और दुख का कारण बना.
Because they feel that pain and suffering, they act in a way that hurts others.
और इस प्रकार का दर्द इस प्रकार का दुख उनके होने से इस प्रकार की कृति करते हैं जिससे औरों को नुकसान पहुंचता है।
Of course they don't want to suffer.
अर्थात ही वे दुख को नहीं पाना चाहते।
When Siddharth was treating Varaprabha like that, he probably in a way felt quite good.
अभी जब सिद्धार्थ जो है वरप्रभु को जिस प्रकार से उनके साथ बर्ताव कर रहे थे तो सिद्धार्थ को एक प्रकार से बड़ा अच्छा लग रहा था।
He got rid of some of his own pain.
तो उनका जो स्वयं का दर्द है उससे मानो वो छुटकारा पा रहे हैं।
And he felt, well, now I'm in control, I'm in charge.
और फिर उन्हें जैसे लग रहा था कि अभी सब कुछ मेरे नियंत्रण में, सब मेरे अधीन है।
I can hurt other people.
मैं औरों को नुकसान पहुंचा सकता हूं।
That means I'm in charge.
इसका अर्थ ऐसा था कि अभी सब कुछ मेरे नियंत्रण में, मेरे अधीन है।
But not far beneath the surface will be some pain.
लेकिन फिर भी उसके सतह के थोड़ा अगर नीचे देखते हैं तो आपको कुछ दर्द दिखाई देगा।
So anybody who's acting unskillfully in any way at all, not far down, there will be unhappiness, there will be pain.
तो जो भी अकुशल तरीके से किसी के साथ बर्ताव करता है, तो जो भी मतलब सतह उसके बिल्कुल नीचे ही आप देखेंगे कि बहुत ही वेदना है, बहुत ही दुख है वहाँ।
We're driven to act in that way by our own past experience of suffering.
तो हमारे गतकाल के जो भी दुख के अनुभव है उससे ही प्रेरित होकर हम अपनी कोई कृति करते रहते हैं.
But none of us want to suffer.
हम में से कोई भी नहीं चाहता कि हम दुख को अनुभव करें.
Pain is pain.
जो दुख होता है, दर्द होता है, वो दर्द ही होता है.
Pain hurts.
हाँ, जो भी दुख है उससे हमें बहुत ही नुकसान पहुंचता है.
We don't want it, of course.
अर्थात ही हम ये नहीं चाहता.
We want to be happy, we want pleasure.
हम चाहते हैं कि हम आनंदी हो जाए, हमें खुशियां मिले.
But we think that acting in the way that we do will bring us pleasure when it won't.
लेकिन हमें ऐसा लगता है कि इस प्रकार से कृति करके हमें सुख मिलेगा, लेकिन ऐसा सुख हमें नहीं मिलता.
Siddhartha and the others, well, they thought, they didn't really think about it, they felt that acting like that would make them feel good.
तो सिद्धार्थ और उनके दूसरे जो साथी हैं, उन्हें ऐसा लग रहा था कि इस प्रकार की कृति करने से उन्हें बड़ा अच्छा लगेगा.
And well, it just made Varaprabha feel like running away.
तो इससे वरप्रभु को तो लगा कि यहाँ से भाग जाना चाहिए.
And it almost certainly made them feel bad too.
और निश्चित ही इससे उन्हें भी बड़ा बुरा लगा.
And sooner or later that will come back to them.
और फिर कभी न कभी फिर से ये बातें ऊपर आएंगी.
So people want to be happy, but they keep acting in ways that lead to suffering and pain.
लोग चाहते हैं कि वो सुख से रहे, लेकिन इस प्रकार की कृति करते रहते जिससे अंततः दुख ही हमें मिलते रहेगा.
That's the reality of life.
यही जीवन की सत्यता.
Nobody does wrong thinking that will make them unhappy and that's what they want.
कोई भी बुरी बात इसलिए नहीं करता क्योंकि उससे उन्हें कोई मतलब दुख मिले.
They act as they do because they think that will bring them satisfaction.
तो इस प्रकार की कृति इसलिए वे करते हैं कि उन्हें लगता है कि ऐसी कृति करने से उन्हें सुख मिलेगा, संतोष मिलेगा.
Our unskillful action is just that, it's unskillful.
हमारे अकुशल जो भी कृति होती है वो अकुशल ही होती है.
It's like trying to do some job in the wrong way.
जैसे कोई कार्य हमें करना है लेकिन हम गलत तरीके से कर रहे हैं.
It's a bit like trying to sweep the floor.
जैसे हम कुछ जो जमीन जो है उसको झाड़ना चाहते हैं.
And you pick up the broom not by the handle but by the other end.
लेकिन आप क्या कर रहे हैं कि झाड़ू जो है जहां से उसको पकड़ना चाहे उन्हें पकड़ के दूसरे सिरे से उसको आप पकड़ रहे हैं.
Well, you try sweeping the floor with the wrong end of a broom.
और झाड़ू के उल्टे सिरे से आप जमीन झाड़ने का प्रयास कर रहे हैं.
Or you try driving in a screw with a hammer.
और जैसे मानो कोई स्क्रू है और उस स्क्रू को खोलने का प्रयास आप हथौड़े से कर रहे थे.
It's unskillful.
ये अकुशल है.
It doesn't do the job you want it to do.
जो आप करना चाहते हैं इस प्रकार से वो बात आप नहीं कर सकते.
So a lot of our evil action, our pap, is unskillful in that sense.
तो जो भी बुरे हमारे गतकाल के कर्म हैं, जो भी अकुशल हमने किया है, इस अर्थ में वो अकुशल ही है.
We want it to bring about happiness and satisfaction.
हम चाहते हैं कि कोई सुख मिले, कोई संतुष्टि मिले.
Actually, it just brings about suffering and pain.
लेकिन हम केवल दुख और स्वयं के लिए वेदना ही निर्माण करते हैं.
This is quite an important idea in Buddhism.
बुद्ध धर्म की एक बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण ऐसा विचार.
It's ignorance that's the problem.
अज्ञान है ये हमारी समस्या.
It's not some big god who's making us act badly.
अब ऐसा नहीं कि कोई बहुत बड़ा मतलब ऐसा भगवान है जिसके वजह से हम बुरे तरीके से बर्ताव कर रहे हैं.
It's not like the Christian devil who's tempting us to do evil.
या जो क्रिश्चियन धर्म के जो ऐसे राक्षस है वो हमें कोई बुरी बात करने के लिए बाध्य नहीं कर रहे.
It's our own ignorance of the nature of life that leads us to act unskillfully.
तो जीवन के बारे में हमारे स्वयं का जो अज्ञान है उसकी वजह से हम इस प्रकार की कृतियां करते रहते हैं.
It's because we don't know how to act effectively that we act unskillfully.
क्योंकि हम ये नहीं जानते कि परिणामकारक रूप से हम कैसे कृति करें, इसीलिए हम बुरे ढंग से कृति करते हैं.
And that was what was happening with those four who were oppressing, three who were oppressing poor Varaprabha.
तो यही बात हो रही थी जो तीन लोग हैं जो वरप्रभु के ऊपर एक प्रकार से अन्याय कर रहे
थे. They just thought they were going to make themselves happy, they were going to fulfill themselves.
उन्हें ऐसा लग रहा था कि उनकी कुछ इससे कुछ पूर्तता होगी, इससे उनको कुछ सुख मिलेगा.
And you can imagine they go away and they feel very happy with themselves.
और आप कल्पना कर सकते हैं कि वहां से जाने के बाद उनको बड़ा सुख महसूस होता है.
You can imagine them sitting having a cup of tea just saying, "Oh, phone, phone, Varaprabha, phone."
तो आप कल्पना कर सकते हैं कि वो तीनों एक जगह बैठकर चाय लेते हुए कह सकते हैं कि हां वर्क वर्क फोन फोन बस फोन करते हैं
and laughing
और हंस रहे हो
but sooner or later one of them will get it from the others
लेकिन कभी न कभी उसमें का एक जो है वो दूसरे के साथ ऐसा ही बर्ताव
करता है the other two will turn on Siddharth
और दूसरे दो जो है वो सिद्धार्थ के खिलाफ जाएंगे
they'll catch him out
हां वो उसको पकड़ लेंगे
and they'll oppress him
और फिर वो उसके ऊपर वो एक प्रकार से अत्याचार करेंगे
so we think that we're getting satisfaction we're just storing up trouble for ourselves
हमें लगता है कि इससे हमें कुछ सुख मिल रहा है लेकिन एक प्रकार के जो समस्या हमारे लिए भी हम पैदा कर रहे हैं
now this isn't the way we usually see those who are harming us
तो जो लोग हमें तकलीफ पहुंचाते हैं तो अक्सर इस प्रकार से हम उनको नहीं देखते
we see them as deliberately trying to harm us
तो उन्हें हम देखते हैं कि जानबूझकर हमें नुकसान पहुंचा रहे
हैं we think of them as thoroughly evil
तो हम देखते हैं कि बहुत ही बुरे ऐसे ये लोग
हैं and we just blame them we just hate them
तो हम उन पर दोषारोपण करते हैं हम उनका द्वेष करते हैं
but well this isn't the way the text asks us to see them
लेकिन ये ग्रंथ जो है ग्रंथ हमें नहीं बता रहा है कि हमने किस प्रकार से देखना चाहिए
it asks us to understand that they're driven by pain
तो ये ग्रंथ हमें बताता है कि इस बात को समझने का प्रयास कीजिए कि उनका जो भी दर्द है उससे प्रभावित होकर वो इस प्रकार से कृति कर रहे हैं
and their actions are going to cause them more pain in the future
और वो इस प्रकार की कृति कर रहे हैं जिससे भविष्य में उनको और भी ज्यादा दुख मिलेगा दर्द मिलेगा
it asks us to understand the nature of their own minds
तो ग्रंथ हमें बता रहा है कि उनके मन का जो स्वभाव है उसको हम समझने का प्रयास करें
It asks us to empathize with them. It's a bit like when you're dealing with children sometimes. Sometimes when children are in a bad temper, well, we can understand what's going on. You can see the child is blaming you, maybe. But you understand why they're doing that. And you feel full of love for them. So very patiently you explain to them. You know, maybe you've been away for a long time on retreat and they're a bit upset when you come back.
तो हो सकता है कि आप बहुत समय तक शिविर में होंगे और फिर बहुत समय की पश्चात आप आए तो वो बड़े निराश होंगे बड़ा उनको गुस्सा आया होगा
Somebody told me recently his daughter wouldn't speak to him after he'd been away on retreat
तो किसी ने मुझे बताया है कि बहुत दिन शिविर के पश्चात जाने के बाद उनकी जो लड़की है तो उन्होंने उससे बात ही नहीं की
I think she only managed to keep it up for one minute
लेकिन वो कुछ मिनट तक ही मतलब उसको उस प्रकार से शांत रहे थे
And she said Daddy, I'm very angry with you. Well, you understand. She misses you. You don't just say to her, stop that, you mustn't be angry with me. You understand and you appreciate.
आप उसको मतलब एक प्रकार से समझ सकते हैं
So this text is asking us to see even those who harm us in that kind of way.
तो ये ग्रंथ हमें बताता है कि जो भी इस प्रकार से हमें कुछ मतलब नुकसान पहुंचाते हैं इस प्रकार से हमको उनको देखना है
It's not just asking us to understand that they're overwhelmed by their own bad deeds and pain.
तो ये हमें इतना ही नहीं कहता है कि वे लोग उनके जो भी मतलब बुरे कर्म है उनकी जो भी वेदना है उससे प्रभावित है
It's asking us to cherish them as something rare.
ग्रंथ हमें बताता है कि हम उनकी देखभाल इस प्रकार से करें जैसे मानो ये बहुत ही दुर्लभ ऐसे
लोग It's asking us to have a loving attitude to them, a caring attitude to them.
तो हमारी जो प्रवृत्ति है उनके प्रति बहुत ही मैत्रीपूर्ण हो बहुत ही देखभाल करने वाली
as if they were something very, very precious and hard to find.
तो जैसे मानो बहुत ही मौल्यवान ऐसे वे लोग हैं बड़े मुश्किल से मिलने वाले ऐसे लोग हैं इस प्रकार से उनको हमें देखना
well it even says as if they were a buried treasure that you found
ऐसा भी कहा गया है कि जैसे मानो वे लोग कोई गुप्त खजाना है जो खजाना आपको मिल गया है उस प्रकार से
so there are two senses to this
तो
Well, the first thing is that, of course, if they're acting in that way, they're suffering greatly. If they're not suffering now, they will do sooner or later. The people who are acting well, they don't need so much help. But the people who are acting unskillfully, they need a lot of help because they're in a lot of pain. Usually we value the people who treat us well. And of course at a human level that makes complete sense. But with the new mind of Bodhicitta, we think differently. We think, no, these people who are behaving badly to us, they are the ones who need our care. They are suffering. If they're not suffering now, they will suffer. They need our help more than anybody. So that's the first sense. The second sense is that people who act in that way give us our best opportunity to develop the new mind. When they act like that, they expose our own reactions. If you're in a situation where everything's fine, where everything's pleasant and so forth, you never discover your own reactivity. It's a bit like a very rich person. The very rich person who lives in a big house with everything he needs. And somebody comes to him and says, do you experience craving?
Craving,
yeah. He says, no, I never experience craving. No, I feel completely contented. But why does he feel completely contented? Why doesn't he experience craving? Because his craving is satisfied all the time, instantly. So he never discovers that he experiences craving. And it's when everything goes away, people take things from him, then he discovers his attachments. Or it's like a big boss. Everybody's very frightened of that boss. So they never say anything unpleasant, they never contradict. They always do what he says. They always smile. They never show an angry face. So you go to him and you say, do you ever experience hatred? No, I never experienced hatred. Because as soon as he wants something, people give it to him. Nobody opposes him, nobody threatens him. But when he loses the election, down he comes. And then he feels upset and angry and hatred. So we often don't know our own reactivity. I'm like a bodhisattva. I never crave anything. I never become angry. Because our life is quite easy, quite pleasant. So we never discover the extent to which we've got an old, divided, selfish mind. You remember in the Wheel of Life, this is the problem with the Devaloka. We should feel sorry for the Devas. Poor Devas, they never have any difficulties. That's a terrible situation to be in. If you never have any difficulties, you never discover your own reactivity. So when we go past a shrine, we should think, oh, poor Ganesh. Poor Ganesh, he never discovers his own reactivity. Everybody's always giving him coconuts and incense and so on. So he never discovers, actually he's reactive. So if we don't have any opposition, if we don't have any difficulty, we don't discover what we've got to work on. So these ill-natured people are very precious to us indeed. We usually see them as getting in our way. They stop us from being calm. When we're meditating, they come into our minds and we have to get angry with them in our minds. So we think, well, if only they just stopped existing, I could get on with my spiritual life. Somebody should stop them. Maybe come and see Subhuti and he should stop them. And then I could get on with my spiritual life. It's their fault I can't meditate. But what the text is saying, they are our opportunity for spiritual life. Varaprabha has a wonderful opportunity. Those three gundas were actually his best friends. Guru Padmasambhava says, spiritual life means turning difficulties into opportunities.
Guru Padmasambhava aisa kehte hain ki aadhyatmik jeevan isme jo bhi matlab kathnaiyan hai usko acche mauke mein badal dete.
It means seeing obstacles on the path as opportunities for higher development.
To iska matlab aisa hota hai ki marg mein agar koi rukawat hai to us rukawat ko unche jaane ke liye ek mauka samjho.
So Varaprabha had three wonderful obstacles.
To Varaprabha ke liye teen bahut hi acche aise kuch rukawat hai.
We want teachers, we want friends, and actually they're all around us. Sometimes it's the wife. Sometimes it's the children. Sometimes it's the boss. Sometimes it's the people we work with. Sometimes it's our chapter members. Sometimes it's other order members and mitras elsewhere. But so many people are being so kind to us all the time. They're giving us a wonderful opportunity for spiritual development. So, this means no more complaining. We shouldn't see these as things that have gone wrong. They're challenges on the spiritual path. Now this is very difficult indeed. Most of us can't do this immediately. Probably all of you can see the point. You can probably all of you say, yes, this would be a very good thing. But you're probably also saying, but it can't be done. You're probably saying, well, it's all very well, but not me. I'm not going to do that. So, let's see how you make it work. We've already been over this, but I'm going to go over it again and again and again. How can you make this work? Well, first of all, okay, they do something to you that hurts you. Well, just like they hurt Varaprabha. And, Yashoratna was quite sympathetic. Maybe he could have talked more to Yashoratna. But Yashoratna sent him off to see me. And, that's quite a good thing to do. Not everybody comes to see me. But to see somebody you feel you can talk to. And get them to help you to make that person, those difficulties, into your opportunities on the spiritual path. Not that when you go to see them they say, yes, Siddharth is a very bad man. There's one group there. I've seen that before. You know, they're all in the Asvaghosh team. Yeah, and you know the Asvaghosh team, that's a group.
Yeah.
And they're under Jayamati's influence. Yeah. And Jayamati's, he's against Varaprabha. So he's making them do that. So Varaprabha, we must oppose them. We must get Karuna to reduce their pay. Well, that is not a good friend. That's just as bad a friend as the others have been. But this is so often what we do. We think we're supporting people, but actually we're just making their negative state worse. But our attempt should be to help them to turn that difficulty into an opportunity. If you can't talk to a friend, well, you need to do it in your own mind. And you can do this. In meditation, you can sort of almost talk to yourself. You can be your own friend in meditation. You can just sit by yourself and talk it through. So, what do you do? Well, first of all, you need to acknowledge your own pain. Poor Varaprabha. He must have felt terribly hurt. I felt I should go up and give him a cuddle. He looks so hurt. And first of all, you need to give yourself a cuddle. You need to acknowledge, you need to appreciate your own suffering, your own pain. If you can't do that, if you haven't done that, you won't be able to see the other people. So you acknowledge your own feelings. And as a result of acknowledging your own feelings, you're able to get at what it is that you want, what it is that you'd like. If our feelings are painful, it's because there's something that's important to us which is not being satisfied.
तो हमारे जो भावना है बहुत ही मतलब दुखदाई है तो फिर ऐसी कोई कौन सी चीज है जो वहां उसकी पूर्ति नहीं हुई है जहां उसकी संतुष्टि नहीं हुई.
So we need to try to work out what those deep needs are.
तो हमने ये खोजना चाहिए कि हमारी गहराई में कौन सी आवश्यकता है.
Sometimes just recognizing what those needs are is enough.
तो कभी-कभी केवल उन आवश्यकताओं को पहचानना ही पर्याप्त होता है.
Once you recognize them, you can let go and look at the other person. But sometimes you need to do something. Well, you could see that with Varaprabha. I thought the acting was really rather good there. First of all, Varaprabha, he looked so unhappy and so... he didn't know what to do, so lost.
Yeah.
He almost couldn't believe that they didn't understand him. And then he began to get a bit angry. And he just said, "I'm just going to go away." And then Yashoratna came and gave him a little bit of sympathy. And you could already see he began to be a little bit happier. And then when Yashoratna suggested that he could talk to Subhuti, well, he became quite a bit happier. Presumably he wants to be understood. He wants some empathy. Presumably he thinks that talking to Subhuti will give him some empathy, some understanding. So I thought Varaprabha showed that very well. And yes, we may need some strategy to meet the needs that are being frustrated.
अगर हम इस प्रकार की मेरा चाहते हैं तो हमारे पास इस प्रकार की कुछ योजना होनी चाहिए कि किस प्रकार से हमारी आवश्यकताओं को हम पूरी कर सकें.
Once we've begun to deal with our own needs, then we can look at other people.
अगर हमारी स्वयं की आवश्यकताओं को हम देख सकते हैं तो फिर हम और लोगों की तरफ देख सकते हैं, उनकी आवश्यकताओं को देख सकते हैं.
Then we can begin to pay attention to them.
और फिर हम औरों की तरफ ध्यान देते हैं.
Then we can begin to understand what their feelings are, what their needs are. And then we can begin to cherish them and to treat them like a hidden treasure. We need, first of all, to recognize our own feelings.
तो सबसे पहले अपने स्वयं की मतलब भावनाओं को हमें पहचानना चाहिए.
We need to watch that red light.
हमने वो जो लाल दिया है इसकी तरफ ध्यान रखना चाहिए.
We need then to see what needs lie underneath those feelings.
तो ये जो भी मतलब भावना है उसके नीचे कौन सी मतलब ऐसी हमारी आवश्यकता है उसको देखना है.
We need to appreciate those needs and feel for them.
और ये जो भी हमारी आवश्यकता है उसको हमें समझना चाहिए, उसकी पूर्तता करना चाहिए.
Once we've done that, we can decide how we're going to meet those needs more satisfactorily. And then that gives us freedom to pay attention to the other people. Now you can be doing this in your own meditation. If something is hurting you, you can go through this process. You can see what your feelings are. You can see what the needs are that are frustrated. You can see what you need to do in order to fulfill those needs more skillfully. Once you've done that, you're then free to pay attention to the other person. This is a very efficient and clear way of developing that bodhisattva mind. The bodhicitta is to do with appreciating not just others, but yourself as well. It's cherishing all beings. You are a being. You yourself are a being. You need to cherish yourself too. And often we don't cherish others because we don't cherish ourselves properly. So if you find that you're upset by somebody else, this is the procedure to follow. But I must just stop my talk because I'm a bit worried about Varaprabha. Manjushura told me that he wanted to see me. So Manjushura, can you ask Varaprabha to come and see me? Do come in, Varaprabha.
Varaprabha, krupaya aaiye.
So, Varaprabha, tell me your story.
To Varaprabha, aapki baat bataiye. Tena sangha. Unko ye bataiye ki mujhe is ukul mein nahi rehne ka. I don't want to live in this community.
Oh, well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
मुझे सुनकर बहुत ही दुख हुआ है क्योंकि मेरे ऊपर अफवाहें और गलत इल्जाम लगाए जाते हैं. There are rumors about me and wrong allegation on me.
Ah, and you want proper understanding.
आपको लगता है कि उन्होंने आपको ठीक से समझना चाहिए. और मेरी माँ बीमार है अस्पताल में तो फोन मेरे को आया है और लोग बोलते हैं तुमने ही फोन कर दिया हमेशा. My mother, she is in hospital, she is ill. And there was phone for me, but they think that I call them.
Oh dear, so you feel very upset about that.
I call people just to tell them to come to the retreat, but people are not understanding me. I call them just to attend the retreat.
Oh.
और सिद्धार्थ जे बोलते वैसे ही यशोरत्न और नैनुका करते. And what Siddharth says, the same thing Nanulka and others do.
So you feel very upset about that. Yeah.
आपको बहुत बुरा लग रहा है इसे. और सिद्धार्थ ने मेरा पैसा दिया वो देता जी. Siddharth took my money and didn't return it.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Yeah.
So मेरे को फील हुआ है कि नहीं रहना चाहिए. I'm feeling very bad. I don't want to live here.
Yes. So you feel very upset indeed, I think. Yeah, yeah, and quite a bit angry, I think. Yeah, some anger is there. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I appreciate your feeling. Yeah. Yes. Because you want to live somewhere where people understand you. Yeah, and you want to be treated properly. That right? You want to be respected by other people. Yeah. So what can we do? You don't want to live there? Well, you don't have to live there.
अगर आप चाहते कि वहां नहीं रहना है तो कोई बात नहीं आप वहां नहीं रह सकते
but I think you've told me before that actually these people have been your friends on other occasions
लेकिन आपने इसके पहले यह भी बताया कि कुछ जगह ये आपके अच्छे मित्र भी रहे हैं
yeah so well yes you feel very upset now
तभी आपको बहुत ही बुरा लग रहा है
so maybe you'd like me to help you
तो आप चाहते कि मेरी कुछ मदद हो या
हां इसलिए तो आपके पास मैं आया हूं
that's why I came
good yes so would you like me to speak to them with you
to aap chahte ki main unke sath aapko lekar baat karu
ha ha
and help them to understand your position
aur main unko madad karu taki wo aapko samajh sake
that's what you'd like me to do yeah
to aap chahte ki unhon main karna chahiye
you see he's looking happier isn't he
aap dekh rahe hain kaise
so maybe I'll ask Manjushura to make arrangements for me to come to your community and I will talk with them.
तो अभी मैं मंजूशर को कहूंगा कि वो अपने आपका जो कुल है उनके साथ मेरा समय तय करे ताकि मैं आप सब लोगों के साथ बात कर सकूं.
Because you know that they're your friends really aren't they?
क्योंकि वो तो आपके मित्र ही हैं.
And many times they've helped you in the past.
और इसके पहले बहुत बार आपको मदद भी की होगी.
This is true isn't it?
हां ये सही है.
Yeah, Barawara, Barawara. So okay I will come with you and we will go and we'll sort them out.
ठीक है मैं आपके साथ आऊंगा और फिर आपकी जो समस्या है वो सुलझ जाएंगे.
Thank you. So well I did my best.
तो मैंने मेरी अच्छी कोशिश की है.
He was very easy to please.
और वो बहुत आसान से काम करते हैं.
And yeah you could see that when I appreciated what his feelings were well that made him feel a bit better.
आप देख सकते हैं कि उनकी कौन सी भावना है उसको मैं समझ सका तो उससे उनको बड़ा अच्छा लग रहा था.
When I understood what he needed, he felt a bit better.
जब मैं ये बात समझ पाया कि उनकी क्या आवश्यकता है, उनको अच्छा लगा.
And when I helped him to find a way of dealing with the situation, he felt a lot better.
और फिर मैंने देखा कि इस परिस्थिति को किस प्रकार से मतलब इसका सामना किया जाए तो उससे भी उन्हें बहुत अच्छा लगा.
And then he could appreciate them a bit more.
और फिर इसके बाद उन्हें भी बहुत अच्छे ढंग से मतलब समझ सके.
Before that he just wanted to wipe them out.
और इसके पहले वो चाहते थे कि बस उनको वहां से हटा दिया.
He just wanted to go away.
हां वे चाहते थे कि वहां से चले जाए.
But once he'd felt some appreciation, some understanding, he could see them.
और जैसे ही मतलब उनको कुछ समझा गया, उनकी बात ध्यान में ली गई, तो चाहते थे कि वहां वो चले जाए.
So we need to go through this whole process by ourselves.
तो इसकी आवश्यकता है कि ये सारी जो प्रक्रिया है ये स्वयं हम इसके इसमें से गुजरना चाहते हैं.
When somebody's hurt us, we need to see our own feelings.
जब कोई हमें तकलीफ पहुंचाता है, दुख देता है, तो हमने अपनी भावनाओं को देखनी चाहिए.
We need to understand the needs that are being frustrated underneath that.
तो जो भी मतलब निराशा है उसके नीचे की जो मतलब हमारी भावना है, कौन सी हमारी आवश्यकता है, उसको हमें देखना चाहिए.
And then we need to see what we must do in order to satisfy them. More effectively
aur fir humne ye is baat ko dekhna chahiye ki kaun si baat main kar sakta hu taki ye meri aavashyakta ki purtata acche dhang se ho sake
and that will free us to see them
aur isse hum mukt ho jayenge taki hum unko dekh sake.
Anyway let's see what happens in that community now
tabhi aaiye hum dekhenge ki us school mein kya hota hai.
So it went really well.
ये बहुत ही अच्छा हुआ.
He was able to go back having appreciated them.
तो वे वापस जा सके और उन्होंने उनको बहुत अच्छे से
having समझ लिया. Having had his own feelings empathized with, understanding his own needs, he was able to appreciate theirs.
तो उन्होंने अपनी जो भी मतलब भावनाएं हैं, उनकी जो भी आवश्यकता है, उसको पहचाना.
And he was able to treat them in a way that enabled them to in the end confess and apologize.
तो उन्होंने इस प्रकार से मतलब बर्ताव किया, इससे उनके जो साथी हैं वे लोग भी पाप देखना कर सके और उनको समझ सके.
Sometimes it can be really miraculous like that.
तो कभी-कभी सच्ची बात चमत्कारिक होता है.
If you deal with your own feelings and needs, You can appreciate others.
अगर आप स्वयं की जो भी आवश्यकता है, स्वयं को क्या चाहिए अगर ये दे सके, तो आप औरों को भी समझ सकते हैं.
And just with a slightly different attitude from you, they behave very differently.
तो थोड़ा सा अगर आपका दृष्टिकोण अगर उसमें बदल जाए, तो आप देखेंगे कि वे लोग भी अलग ढंग से बर्ताव करते हैं.
And most of the difficulties that people bring to me, I think could be dealt with in this way.
तो जो बहुत सारी घटनाएं लोग लेकर मेरे पास आते हैं, तो मुझे लगता है कि इस प्रकार की घटनाओं को हम सुलझा सकते हैं.
Quite often people come to me because they're in dispute with others.
तो अक्सर लोग मेरे पास आते हैं और किसी न किसी बात पर उनके कुछ लोगों के साथ मतलब कुछ विवाद रहते हैं.
And often I know both people.
और अक्सर मैं दोनों लोगों को जानता हूं.
And maybe they're even both friends of mine.
और कभी-कभी वो दोनों मेरे मित्र भी होते हैं.
And it's very difficult when people you know and like are arguing with each other. But this is what happens. And just a slight shift in attitude and everything can change. Now, what I would like us to try to do a bit more during the rest of the retreat is each of us work on real situations that are bothering us.
तो मैं चाहता हूं कि शिविर के दौरान तो सही परिस्थिति जिससे हमें तकलीफ हो रही है उस परिस्थिति के ऊपर हम यहां कार्य करें.
Now we need to be a bit careful.
तो यहां हमें थोड़ा सा ध्यान रखना पड़ेगा.
Because quite strong feelings can be involved in these situations.
क्योंकि उन परिस्थितियों में बहुत ही जबरदस्त हमारी कुछ भावनाएं होगी.
And we need to be especially careful if they involve other people on the retreat.
और खासकर ऐसे लोग
And we need to be careful also to observe confidence. So you don't need to do this if you don't feel that you can trust people. Or if you just think it's not wise to do it, well, don't do it. Sometimes what you can do is not take the actual situation, but something that's quite like it. But if each of us can work with something that's really going on, well, we can learn quite a lot. So we could do what we call role play. They've been playing out various scenes and situations. If each of us found us was able to be part of a play in which we were dealing with a real situation, we could see what to do.
तो हम समझो इसी प्रकार से इस भूमिका को अगर निभाते हैं और सही में ऐसी परिस्थितियां होती हैं जहां ऐसी बातें होती हैं तो हम बहुत कुछ सीख सकते हैं.
So I'm going to try to show you what I mean.
तो मेरा कहने का मतलब क्या आ रहा है ये बताने का भी मैं प्रयास कर रहा हूं.
So Chandrashil, would you be willing to do a role play?
तो चंद्रशील जी आप रोल प्ले करना चाहेंगे?
I did ask him in advance, but thank you. Aye. So, would you need somebody to act this out, do you?
Oh, yes.
Siddharth, would you be willing to act? How should we do this? Maybe you two stand in the middle. But you better stay near, just in case. So, Chandrashil, could you explain what the situation is that you want him to role play?
So, Chandrashil ji, you will tell me कौन सी परिस्थिति है जहां आप चाहते हैं कि ये अपनी भूमिका निभाएंगे.
तो परिस्थिति क्या है कि हम लोग हैं जीएफआर के शिविर लेते हैं और शिविर में क्या है ज्यादा मित्र होते हैं, सब हमारी बातें सुनते हैं, लेकिन कोई एक ऐसा सदस्य होता है सीनियर ब्रह्मचारी, वो आते हैं शिविर में और कोई हमारे सदस्य ध्यान में जाते हैं तो उनको पूछते हैं कि भाई कैसे आप जीएफआर के सदस्य हैं, ध्यान के नहीं आते हैं, तो उसको लेकर कुछ
So can you explain very quickly? In English?
GFR and GFR retreat, all Mitras are there. They are, very receptive to us.
Yeah.
And some of the retreats, some senior order member came, and he is not, Mitra. So he is saying, pointing out our irregularities.
Irregularities, right.
Because they are not coming on each meditation, they are just sitting in the room.
Right.
And just not meditating. So he's pointing out what your team is doing.
Okay.
So that is a situation.
Okay.
It's somewhat real.
Somewhat real?
It's real, actually.
It's really real. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
So Siddharth is going to be this order member?
Yeah.
And he's saying to you? Yeah. Okay. Samajlab? Just reacting, jackling, yeah. So now can you, what's happening? Or in resume? Go ahead. What do you? Right. So you're jackaling now. Bus. Very klesha hai. So, what's your feeling?
I'm getting angry.
Okay, so.
Stop that,
no, that was you. Can we go a bit more slowly, step by step? So first of all, can you say it again? You attack him.
Huh?
तो क्या मिलता है आपको?
Okay, so what's your feeling when he's speaking to you?
I feel angry.
Hindi mein.
Yeah.
So underneath that anger is the deeper feelings?
Offset.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. Because you, what needs are not being fulfilled, that So how can you deal with those needs? What can you ask yourself or try to do? So from being angry and upset, he understood his own needs. And he was able then to see what he could do to meet those needs more satisfactorily. And that will enable him, hopefully, to talk to and understand Siddharth. For the time being, we're not so much concerned with that. We're trying to learn this process of understanding our feelings, the needs that underlie them. And that then freeing us to appreciate the other person. So then can you just try to understand his feelings and needs? Just in yourself, to yourself.
I should say, it should be, we should use discipline on the retreat, everybody should come so that
right. We
can do good and some for others.
So and his needs, those were his needs. Okay. So good. That. Thank you very much, Chandrashil and Siddharth.
Thank you.
So it is quite hard to do it in public like that, but I think Chandrashil did show us very well what one does. But if you have somebody play the part of the person who's giving you difficulty, then you can easily work on yourself. So if you want to do that in your groups, and you've got time to do that in your groups, one or two of you could do that each day. So what I'd like you to do in the groups today is three things. First of all, I'd like you to just report in on silence. Just to say how well you're observing silence. And, whether you're sort of understanding and appreciating silence. Not just doing it because Subhuti said you should. I was just walking up the hill on my way here, and there were some people in front of me. And they were talking away to each other. And then one of them saw me, and they went immediately silent. Well, that's not quite the point. You're not just keeping quiet to keep Subhuti happy. If you keep quiet, you'll be easily able to watch your mind. So I'd like to know you to discuss in the group whether you see the point and want to keep quiet. If you don't want to keep quiet, well, if none of you want to keep quiet, then we won't have a silent retreat, I suppose. If you don't want to be quiet, well, maybe you need to think about whether this is the retreat you want to be on. But what's important, I think, is to connect with it personally. And to make a sort of commitment to try this practice. And that will give you the space to look inside yourself and develop a new mind. Then secondly, I'd like you to report in on, again, how you're getting on developing this new mind. What your successes are, what your failures are, and how you feel you can work more. And I'd like to know how you're getting on with the bodhicitta practice. Before we start the meditation session this afternoon, I'll just give a little bit of time for any questions. So if there's anything that's not clear to you about the conduct of the practice, then ask me. So that's the second thing, reporting in on how you're getting on cherishing other people. And then thirdly, anything in particular that you want to work on in order to develop a new mind. Is there any particular difficulty in your life that you would like to work on in this retreat? Something that you want to develop a new mind about. And you can, if you like, if there's time and the group's willing, do some role playing. But please do be very careful. Be very kind with each other. Don't let role play become a way of attacking other people. And I ask the group leaders to make sure that people do be very, very careful in this way. Better not to do it if it gets at all unpleasant. But it can be very helpful to have a way of playing out difficult situations. And that helps you to develop a new attitude to them. I've recently had some very strong personal experience of how effective this can be. Trying to work on a difficult communication that I've got. Getting somebody else to play that person and then acting it through.
तो मैंने मतलब किसी व्यक्ति को चुना जो उस व्यक्ति की भूमिका निभा रहा था और जो इस प्रकार के मतलब अभिनय कर रहा था.
Of course, you won't all be able to do this each day.
अर्थात हर दिन आप ये प्रकार इस प्रकार की बात नहीं कर सकते.
But if you want and you've got time and you're all willing, you could try this.
लेकिन अगर आपके पास समय है या आपकी अगर इच्छा है तो आप ये बात कर सकते.
So what we're trying to do is develop this new mind. And we're trying to do it not just in the nice period of meditation, but we're trying to do it in our actual experience, moment by moment. Good.